Thank you, Chairman. I'm Jun Fujioka from University of Tokyo. Today, first of all, I'd like to thank the organizer and advisor for giving me a chance to talk here. Very nice conference. Today, my topic is the possible realization of the unconventional nodal semi-metallic phase driven by the magnetic field and the anomalous metallic state as a magnetic domain walls in pyroglotite iridates. So these are the collaborators of this topic, these studies. And Kentaro Ueda, who is a PhD course student in University of Tokyo, is the main player of these studies. And the theoretical part was supported by Dr. B.J. Yang and Professor Naoto Nagaosa in RIKEN. And the transport properties measurements under the high magnetic field is supported by the people in Tohoku University. And the people in University of Tokyo and RIKEN supported the optical measurement and sample synthesis. And Professor Tokura guided our project. So as you know, the searching new topological quantum state has been the important subject in the modern condensed matter physics. Actually, since the discovery of the topological insulators, many kinds of the topological state, including the topological crystalline insulator, wire semi-metal, or topological condo insulator, have been identified. And more recently, the magnetism is one of the powerful tools to induce a new topological phase and the functionalities. For example, in topological insulators, when the ferromagnetism is induced, the non-trivial edge state emerges not only the sample surface, but also at the magnetic domain walls. Moreover, this sample is confined into the thin film geometries. At low temperatures, a quantum anomalous Hall phase emerges, where this edge state turned into the energy dispersionless conducting quantum path. So from the, this view, the strongly coherent electron systems may be attractive candidates. Because as you know, in many strongly correlated electric systems, by changing the chemical composition or application of the magnetic field, many kinds of magnetic phase, as well as many kinds of the magnetic domains with the various kind of the magnetic domain walls can be easily induced. So that is our initial motivations. So actually, from this view, the iridium oxide has attracted great interest. In many iridium oxide, iridium is a nominally tetravalent state, and the electrons in partially filled J-half doublet plays an important role for the physical properties of these materials. Actually, in this class of materials, the energy scale of the electron correlation, effective bandwidth, and the spin of coupling are comparable. This is a very important feature to induce the unconventional phases in this class of materials. Actually, in pyroclor oxide, iridium oxide, theory predicted that by tuning the electron correlation, spin orbital interactions, many kinds of the unconventional phases can be realized. Actually, more interestingly, many kinds of the topological quantum state, such as axion insulator, wire semi-metal, or topological motor insulator, can be realized on the verge of the phase transition between the spin orbit motor insulator, semi-metals, or motor insulator to the metallic state. So, this is the actual phase diagrams in pyroclor iridate determined by experiment. So this is a temperature and vertical axis, horizontal axis is the average ionic radius. All the systems except the praseodymium system show the all-in-all type anti-ferromagnetic orderings. And this is a resistivity data, and from the systems with samarium to yttriums shows the insulating behavior irrespective of the presence of the anti-ferromagnetic orderings. Here, as you see, the neodymium system shows the thermally induced metal insulator transition around 30 kelvins. Actually, at low temperatures, the optical conductivity shows the finite gap structures, suggesting this material is more insulator, but not wire semimetals. But the gap size is as small as 15 millielectron volt, which is smaller compared to the 3D correlated electron systems. So this suggests that this material is located in proximity to the exotic semimetals, like wild semimetals. So our first topic is nodal semimetallic or metallic in state induced by the magnetic field in neodymium to iridium to O7s. Surprisingly, the content is almost completely identical to the talks in the last sessions by Professor Nakatsuji. But the second topic is the emergence of the metallic state at the magnetic domain walls. So first, I'd like to show the result of the first topics. So actually, for these studies, we prepared the single crystalline samples. Actually, we obtained the 1 millimeter size, large size single crystalline samples by the flux method. And this is the temperature dependence of the resistivity and the magnetizations. Actually, we have observed the steep rise of the resistivities around 50 Kelvin. Which correspond to the magnetic transitions. Still, the nail temperature is slightly lower than the in the polycrystalline samples. We think these materials can almost reproduce the same properties as the previous reported samples. So before showing the data under the magnetic field, we first briefly remark the possible magnetic structure in these materials. So obviously, under the zero magnetic field, the all-in-all-out magnetic structure is realized. When the magnetic field is applied along the 111 directions, given the magnetic Ising anisotropy is sufficiently strong, the three-in-one-out state should be realized. On the other hand, when the field is applied along the 001 directions, two-in-two-out structure should be realized. So this simple model is clearly in the case of the neodymium moments. But it's not so trivial for the case of the iridium moments. But in any case, we think the such kind of the magnetic structure of neodymium moments can be transformed to the iridium hybrid electrons. And so we can modulate the magnetic structure of iridium moments with the help of the magnetic structure of neodymium systems. So first, I'd like to show the data when the field is along the 111 directions. So this is a image curve, a typical image curve measured at low temperatures. You can see a small hysteresis loop below the 4 tesla. And the typical value of the saturated magnetization is almost consistent with the predicted value of the three-in-one-out state of neodymium magnetic moments. The magnetic resistivity also shows anomalies as a nearly same magnetic field kink structure in the MH curves. But this deep structure in resistivity is only only emerges when the field is sweeping away from the zero tesla, like this direction or this direction. So this is not the signature of the metamagnetic transition, but corresponds to the domain flippings. So magnetic resistivity is rather sensitive to the iridium moment. This kind of the butterfly shape magnetic resistivity suggests a domain flipping of the iridium magnetic moment. So based on this result, we think the all-in-one type magnetic structure can be flipped by the assisted by the flipping of the neodymium moments. More specifically, as a large positive field regions, the neodymium sublattice is 3 in 1 out state, and the iridium sublattice is 0 in 4 out state. On the other hand, in the negative field regions, the neodymium state is 1 in 3 out state, and the iridium state is 4 in 0 out state. So this kind of the feature clearly suggests a coupling between the neodymium ions and the iridium moment is not so small. So situation is very different when field is applied along the 001 directions. This is a typical MH curve measured at low temperatures. At first glance, it is quite normal. Actually, the saturated magnetization moment is almost consistent with the 2 in 2 out magnetic structures of neodymium ions. But when we measure the resistivities, it shows a very sharp reductions around 10 tesla, and the magnitude of the reduction is almost 3 orders of magnitude. In addition, we clearly see the, some hysteresis upon these reductions, upon this reduction of the resistivities. Due to the very this kind of the large reduction of the resistivities, we cannot see any anomalies in the resistivity curves. So the under the 001 field directions, the resistivity shows a rather semi-metallic behavior. Although the other field direction and the zero magnetic field shows a clear magnetic transitions. So this is more clearly seen in the field angular dependence of the resistivities. So here, we rotate the magnetic field around the 1-1 bar 0 directions. And the origin of the field is set along the set when field is along the 1-1-1 directions. Clearly, you can see the in the narrow angle regimes around the 0-0-1 direction, you can see the very large reduction of the magnetic resistivities. But in other regions, the resistivity remains very high values. So such kind of the behavior cannot be explained by the conventional magnetic resistivities with a fixed electronic structure or scattering by the magnetic impurity. But this rather suggests the emergence of the anomalous electronic state in the iridium sublattice. More specifically, we speculate that this suggests the emergence of the iridium 2 in 2 out state phase, assisted by the neodymium 2 in 2 out configurations. So this possibility is partly supported by the recent calculations on the basis of the mean field theories. Actually, this is a phase diagram calculated by the Dr. Yang and Professor Naoto Nagaosa. And this vertical axis is the correlation strength, and the horizontal axis is the average density of the 2 in 2 out configurations within the matrix of the all in world configurations. So physically, this x means the magnitude of the magnetizations or magnetic field along the 001 directions. You can see in the small correlation regime and small X regime, the ground state is wild metallic state. Yeah, we note, obviously, at the zero magnetic field, the wild semi-metallic phase with the 8 wild point is realized. In the finite X regions, the cubic symmetry is broken. Due to the broken symmetry of the cubic symmetries, the wild point, all the wild point not is, all the wild point does not necessarily positioned on the film energies, and slightly shifted from the film energy. So this creates a small electron hole pockets. So that is the reason why we call this phase as a wild metallic phase. On the other hand, in the large X regions, we can see another phases. That is a nodal semi-metallic phase stabilized by the two interval magnetic configurations. In this phase, there are two wild points on the KZ axis and one line nodes on the KZ equal zero planes. Again, in this case, the wild point is not on the film energies, and the line node is not on the film energy. So in this case, we can see also some small electron and hole pockets. As you see, the topology of the film surface is quite different between two phases. So in the vicinity of the phase transitions, in the vicinity of the phase transition, the electronic structure should be strongly distorted, given the phase transition is a second order. So this would create a metallic state with a relatively large density of state. So actually, system is quite good motor insulators. So we speculate the by the application of the magnetic field, actual system across the this phase diagram like this. That is, the motor insulating phase is turned into the nodal semi-metallic phase with a relatively large density of state. Nodal semi-metallic phase is a relatively large density of state. So I'd like to show the second topics, metallic state as a magnetic domain walls. For this studies, we rather prepare the precrystalline samples by the using the high pressure sample synthesis techniques. By these techniques, we can obtain the good samples with excellent chemical stoichiometry and large size high density crystals, which allows us to measure the optical spectroscopy. So, as I told, in this material there are two magnetic invariants under the zero magnetic field. That is a here we call the all-in, all-out state as a state, and the all-out, all-in state as a B state. And under the zero magnetic field, obviously these two states is energetically degenerate. So if we cool the samples under the zero magnetic field, there are two domains composed of the A state and B state. But when we apply the magnetic field, then cool down the samples, one can choose one state among these two states. Here we show the and this state is when the field is sufficiently large, we can obtain the nearly single domain state. Here in the former state we call the untrained state, and the latter state we call it the trained state. So this is a temperature dependence of the conductivities. Obviously, the conductivity in the untrained state is larger than the trend states. Interestingly, this means presence with a magnetic domain will rather enhance the conductivities. This is a contrast with the conventional case, where the presence of the magnetic domain will rather reduce the conductivity due to the electrons carrier scatterings. So this behavior is also confirmed by the measurement of the magnetoresistivity. Here we first prepare the untrained state, and then sweep the field to the positive field. Then field sweep to the minus 14 Tesla. Then again, sweep the field again to the plus 14 Tesla. So at the zero field regions, the resistivity never come back to the original state. And there's a large difference and large difference between them. Obviously, the conductivity at the untrained state is much larger than the conductivity at the trained state. This means the domain wall is more conducting than the bulk conductivities. Actually, this macroscopic measurement is also confirmed by the by magnetic impedance microscopies, which is performed by the GX Chen's group in Stanford University. So this is a typical image measured at low temperatures, and you can see the white stripe lines with the high conductivities. But when you apply the magnetic, once you apply the magnetic field, almost all the conductive magnetic domain walls disappears. So this is almost consistent with our observation that is trained states has a much larger resistivities. Yes, this is a grain boundary of the crystals. So next, to get insight the dynamics, charge dynamics of the metallic state of the domain walls, we have measured the optical conductivity spectra. As I told, in this material, we can observe the clear optical gap structures with a 15 milli electron volt. This means the within the this gap energy scale, the excitation of the bulk electron can be neglected. Actually, we have measured the low energy optical conductivity spectra. Here you can see the difference of the conductivity for the untrained state and the trained state. And you can see the untrained conductivity is much larger than the trained state. So this is the differential conductivities, and you can see the clear Drude-like structures, which is typical for the coherent metallic state. Interestingly, the width of the Drude width is only 2 milli electron volt. So this means the relaxation time of the domain wall, relaxation time of the metallic state in domain walls has a very long. So this reminds us of the some presence of the protection mechanism from the back scatterings, reminiscent of the Dirac semi-metals. So here, having established this result, we consider the possible origin of the metallic state as a domain walls. So one possibility is the local vanishing of the charge gap on the domain walls. As you see, between the order parameter of the magnetic ordering should be reduced on the magnetic domain walls. So in this material, the charge gap opening is closely related to the onset of the magnetic orderings. So this reduction of the magnetic order parameter should reduce the size of the charge gap. So this will be create as a metallic state on the domain walls. So another scenario is the edge state reminiscent of the wild semi-metallic state, which is introduced by Professor Imada in the last sessions. So in this scenarios, edge state can survive on magnetic domain walls, even in the bulk gap state. And the The feature is closed Fermi lines, which is different from the Fermi arcs in wide semi-electric phase, and uniform ferromagnetic magnetizations. At the moment, we don't get the smoking gun evidence to distinguish these two states, but in future, we will measure or characterize the electronic structure on the domain walls or uniform magnetization by using the scanning microscopies. So finally, I'd like to show the data on the evolution of the domain wall state upon the change of the bulk electronic structures. Here I show the bulk phase diagrams, and this color means the value of the resistivity, and this blue region is a very high resistivities. As you see, in the solid solution systems, from the praseodymium to samarium systems, the transition temperature of the magnetic ordering continuously increases. So it looks very boring. But the situation is very different near the systems in the samarium systems. Actually, this is the temperature dependence of the resistivity in many systems in between the neodymium system and the samarium systems. And you can see a strange dip structure in resistivities. Actually, this steep rise corresponds to the magnetic transition. And this is well reproduced, well coincided with the onset anomaly of the magnetization. But you can see the downturn above the magnetic transition temperature. But at these typical temperatures, we cannot see any anomalies in magnetizations. So this downturn corresponds to the phase transition or crossover between the paramagnetic insulating phase, insulating state, and paramagnetic metallic state. So interestingly, with moving from samarium to neodymium state, this typical temperature looks appear to increase and gradually smeared out. So this behavior can be plotted in this phase diagram, and at some point, this behavior is smeared out. So next, we show the magnitude of the domain wall conductivity in the same regions. Here, you can see the domain wall conductivity is largest in the neodymium systems. But in both sides, the conductivity contribution is reduced. In case of the praseodymium systems, it is trivial because all the parameter of the bulk anti-ferromagnetic is suppressed. Interestingly, in the samarium side, the other parameter is increased, but the domain conductivity is suppressed. So by changing from neodymium to samarium, the density of the magnetic domain wall should be not so changed. Should be constant. This behavior rather suggests that metal insulator transition occurs on the magnetic domain walls. More interestingly, this critical regions for the metal insulator transition rather correspond to the change of the crossover regions of the paramagnetic to paramagnetic metal to paramagnetic insulator crossover regions. At the moment, we have no idea about this correspondence. But the change of the topology in the bulk electronic structure plays a very important role for the change of the metal insulator transition on the magnetic domain walls. So here's a summary of this talk. The first topic, we have clarify the giant magnetoresistivity along the field 001 directions, and we speculate this resistivity can be caused by the phase change from the hot insulator to a nodal semi-metallic phase in two in two out magnetic orderings. And in the second topics, we have identified the metallic domain walls. And interestingly, the metallic state of the domain wall vanishes in some convolutional range where the bulk electronic property changes. So thank you for attention.
For the metal-shaped up transition ones, you suggested while no loss in metal state.
Yes.
So in that state, do you expect a Hall effect, anomalous Hall effect?
Actually, yes. We expect some signature with the anomalous Hall effect, but it is very difficult to measure because this is a very large change of longitudinal resistivity, and in addition, we observe the hysteresis. So at the moment, we have not yet get the reliable data of the whole resistivity. But we are trying.
And metallization transition seems to be rather small. And do you analyze the stoichiometry?
Actually, the sample is not stoichiometric. Mm-hmm. So, but we have not yet quantitatively analyzed which composition is how off from the stoichiometric value.
So, in the slide, the previous slide, what did you mean by the possible topology change in metal insula transition?
It's a complete speculation. So, actually, we have no other data than this resistivity downturn. So there's no concrete picture.
But as I mentioned, if you go to more strongly correlated regions, the disappearance of Fermi surface at the domain wall is a natural consequence. So.
Yes, maybe.
So the helical metallic state disappear?
Yes.
With the increasing correlation effect?
Yes, so I have a question on optics data. Mm-hmm. And will you show the optics,
optics
for the
data.
Neural data, between trained and untrained? Yes. So you took this difference as effect of the domain wall. But what do you think of the remaining background train, single domain?
This is maybe a contribution from the intentionally doped carriers in bulk systems, or some contribution from the sample surface.
Okay, so can you estimate how many carriers?
From this?
Are there?
Yes.
No. That should be from the domains, right? But I'm talking about the background black curve, basically.
Actually, we have not yet estimated the quantity, the carrier or spectral weight.
Regarding the samarium doped compound, did you do any studies of that in a magnetic field? Did you study that in a magnetic field?
Yeah. For these measurements?
No. The samarium doped one.
Samarium doped. We have not yet performed the details measurement under the magnetic field. So, but we see we at the moment we can say there's no signal from the metallic domain walls.
Just a quick question about the Stanford experiment. Could you show that figure again, where you see high conductance on the domain wall? Is this a cut? Is this image just a?
Yes, it's a
1-1 plane.
No. This is a. This grain does not specify it. This is taken in polycrystalline samples. So each grain has a individual orientations.
Okay. So relevant question. I thought neodymium one can grow single crystal. And
yes.
Why you worked on poly sample?
Actually, when we we perform the, this measurement. We have not yet get a large single crystal of neodymium systems.
And, I see, but now you have.
Yeah, now we have. And, but one good merit to use a polycrystalline sample is the chemical stoichiometry is much better in the polycrystalline sample. So we can see a very high contrast.
When you did training, main field was applied perpendicular to this plane.
Yes.
Perpendicular to the plane.
Yes.
You applied, but according to Imada-san, his scenario, magnetization is supposedly perpendicular to the domain walls,
mm-hmm.
right? But your case, you did training with magnetic field perpendicular mm-hmm. to the mm-hmm. that plane, correct?
Yeah.
I see.
It covers
with the bark. Yeah, maybe, but okay, but you didn't implant magnetic field. But anyway, you were able to somehow train it, that's mm-hmm. clear. But if you do, say, trained one and untrained one, if you do magnetic measurement, M of H, let's say, you see difference in terms of ferromagnetic moment?
Actually, we have not yet detected the ferromagnetic contribution from the magnetic domain walls. So, we have not yet quantitatively characterized the difference. We have not yet determined.
Really? I mean, that's a surprise. You haven't really compared these two samples in terms of M of H? Susceptibility is conductivity is here.
You mean the contribution from the
magnetization, just the magnetization of trained sample and untrained sample, compare them.
Actually, we have obtained this data, but this is maybe I have no idea this contribution comes from solely from the magnetic domain hole.
Yeah, so in the previous talk, the domain wall was the 1-1 domain wall. And in the Stanford experiment, what is the surface orientation? Mm-hmm. It's polycrystal.
It's polycrystal.
So just one comment. So under field rule, the domain wall was optimized to lower the energy, which has the magnetic moment in the direction of magnetic field, but in zero field cool, it doesn't show. So as I mentioned, the two domain walls, anti-domain wall and domain wall, has a cancellation of the magnetization. So that can explain why they have, in my view.
Well, just one more question. It wasn't clear to me. So iridium magnetic order versus this neodymium magnetic order, it was not very clear to me. You need both to get these conducting walls? Or, I mean, Imada-san's theory is just only for the iridium, right?
Yes. So,
need neodymium to control these things.
Yes, you are mentioning the role of the neodymium.
Yes.
I think at the moment, the neodymium role is to align the domain of the iridium moments, just assisting align training of the iridium ions via the FD excision interaction. So I think the contribution from the neodymium sublattice is not so large.
Any other questions? All right, well, thank you again.